Yesterday's meeting between Joe Biden and Boris Johnson, increases in the cost of living and anger over the cancellation of a series of Van Morrison gigs in Belfast are some of the stories carried on the front of today's papers. The Irish Daily Mail and Irish Times both lead with yesterday's meeting between the US President and the British Prime Minister. The Times runs with the line that the two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to the Belfast Agreement after they avoided a public confrontation over the Northern Ireland Protocol, but that the meeting was overshadowed by the news that Washington had issued a rebuke to the British government last week over its handling of the protocol. Biden stands by Ireland is the headline in the Mail. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports that Fine Gael in the Taunus Thilly of Radcar's Dublin West constituency used volunteers and students from young Fine Gael branches in universities who posed as representatives of a fictitious company to carry out polling in the run-up to the general election of 2011. And the paper also quotes comments made by former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern on yesterday's Drive Time programme, in which he said that Fianna Fáil officials were wrong to say that prior to 2007, party members undertook polling while pretending to be market researchers. The Irish Examiner leads today with figures related to the rising cost of essential services. We're told that in the past year, electricity prices have increased by 9.4%, gas prices are up 2.5%, while the cost of transport has risen by 3.6%. CSO figures also show that housing, water, electricity, gas and other fuels are up a combined 5.4%, restaurants and hotel costs by almost 3%, alcohol and tobacco prices have risen by just under 2%, while the cost of a haircut is up by 8.5%. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead today with the arrest of Thomas Nicky McConnell at Dublin Airport yesterday before he appeared at Tallaght District Court on a charge of killing Gareth Hutch in Dublin City Centre 5 years ago. The last-minute cancellation of the first of four Van Morrison concerts at the Europa Hotel in Belfast generates the lead story in both of today's Northern papers. The Irish News quotes DUP MP Ian Paisley, who had tickets for last night's gig, claiming that Stormont couldn't run a bath after the cancellation of the concert. The Belfast Telegraph reports that Van Morrison was also critical of the decision to cancel the concerts. One gig which certainly did go ahead last night, however, was the James Vincent McMorrow pilot concert at the Ivy Gardens in Dublin. Pictures taken at the gig are carried on the front of today's Times, Independent, Examiner and Irish Sun. And that gig, combined with the fact that 1 million of us are now fully vaccinated and that the Euros are about to kick off, also inspires the Sun's upbeat headline, "Vac in the Game." Elsewhere this morning, The Independent reports on its front page that the Weston family may be selling Brent Thomas and Arnott's following an approach from a buyer who is offering to pay €4.65 billion for the Selfridge Group. There's another property-related story in the front of the Times, which reports that Dublin City Council is to sell two properties on North King Street, which it has owned since 1949, for just €35,000 after it allowed them to be taken over by squatters and unsuccessfully tried to reclaim ownership of them over the years. Also in the Times, TCD professor and dementia expert Suzanne Cahill has written a piece about the recent review of the Fair Deal scheme, which she believes achieved little or nothing. And finally, there's a nice montage of pictures on the back of today's Examiner of children from Scoil Íosamh Naofa in Ballintemple in Cork who raise funds for the Irish Cancer Society by going all out with the gel and multicoloured hairspray for their aptly named Crazy Hair Day.